Quickly the days that are numbered pass by. So quickly the days of God's judgment draw nigh. So healers of dangers we're living today. God's love and mercy we're throwing away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in His heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Well, He warned off the danger that lie in their path, but they heed not His mercy and they kindle His wrath. Pleasures of this world is their only care, for where you have pleasure, your hearts will be there. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. Mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in His heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that His kingdom was not of this world. So what is the product of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on the great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in His heaven must look down on pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that His kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in His heaven must look down on pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in His heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. When I think of my Lord and how He sought me, then I think of His blood and how He bought me. And my blessings are more numerous than the stars up above. I am constantly aware of His love, constantly aware that He is everywhere. In my soul there is no fear, for I know He's always near. And in my heart there is contentment, like a piece of a dove. I am constantly aware of His love. Now when the storm cloud of a life around me rages, I just cling to the mighty rock of ages. To my soul He whispers sweetly from heaven up above. I'm constantly aware of His love, constantly aware that He is everywhere. And my soul, there is no fear, for I know He's always near. And my heart, there's contentment, like a piece of a dove. I am constantly aware of His love. Now when the storm clouds of life around me rages, then I just cling to the mighty rock of ages. And to my soul whisper sweetly from heaven up above, I am constantly aware of His love. Constantly aware that He is everywhere. And my soul, there is no fear, for I know He's always near. And in my heart there's contentment, like the peace of a dove. I am constantly aware of His love.
When the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul, rough seas are calm,
the wind ceases to roll. No matter how dark may be the night, everything will be alright. When the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul, when the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul, rough seas are calm, the wind ceases to blow. No matter how dark may be the night, everything will be alright. When the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul, when the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul, rough seas are calm, the wind ceases to blow. No matter how dark will be the night, everything will be alright. When the God of all comfort speaks peace to my soul.
Rock of ages, clap for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from its reef inside us flow. Bay of sin and thou of hue, cleanse me, God, the gift of pure. Rock of ages, clap for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water in the blood from the river inside which flows be of sin the double cure. Cleanse me from the guilt and pure. Rock of ages, clap for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the waters in the blood from the raven side which flow be a sin, the double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and pure.
Heavenly Father, we just want to stop for a moment in time to give you thanks for another day of life, for the many things you do for us, Lord. We just pray that we'll never take it, come to a place where we take it for granted that you think that you owe it to us, Lord. We just always want to be mindful of your care and keeping, Lord. We just pray you'll give us the words to say and the right attitude to say it in, things you put on our heart, and we just pray, Lord, we'll be able to say it in such a way that you'll be pleased with it, Lord. We just pray we'll get that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. I want to go back to Daniel 12, verse 3. And didn't elaborate much on that first part. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Like when he condensed everything that Daniel saw. He saw these visions and these foreign things that he saw and couldn't understand it, and he was so perplexed that that angel had to come and tell him, Daniel, don't worry about it, just leave it be. In the end time, there's going to be a group of people that's going to know exactly what you're seeing here, and they'll be able to put it together. And then it says the wise shall understand, and it's not talking about that wise guy out there that's been educated beyond all kinds of degrees and all that stuff that these big fluting preachers had. They're not talking about that, but the Bible talks about wise. When the Bible talks about wise, it talks about people that are willing to be taught. God has hid these things from the so-called worldly wisdom, from the wise and the prudent of worldly wisdom, like education, but has revealed it unto babes such as would learn. That's wise in the eyes of God, people that are willing to learn. And you and I, when we heard about God sending a prophet and this latest in church age hour, behold, I'll send Elijah the prophet, and we were introduced to him, we just sat down and we were willing to be taught from that prophet that told us things that we have never even dreamt about hearing. We never heard anything like that in the church world that we grew up in. And neither did we hear it in these radio ministries. Neither did we hear it in these when we went to these so-called churches out there. I never heard such a thing as God sending a prophet or even anything that resembles anything that he taught. But when we were introduced to the ministry of Brother Jackson and Brother Branham, we sat down and we, for 20, 30 years, we were taught from these two men. And that's what, like I say, this is wise in God's eyes, that we're willing to be taught. And then we were taught what happened back then, and what happened when Daniel saw, and what the book of Revelation means. And all of a sudden, the sun began to shine on the scriptures. Not that we're that bright, that these falutin people. No, we're wise to the fact that we were allowing ourselves to be taught from that prophetic and from that apostolic ministry. That's the only wisdom that you and I can ever accumulate, that we were willing to be taught. And here now, we've been saturating ourselves for the last 30 years with that tremendous knowledge, with that tremendous understanding of the things that Daniel saw. Like I said yesterday, I just was like drawn like a magnet to the book of Revelation, to the writings of Daniel, to Ezekiel, all these passages of scriptures that were actually told you should leave these scriptures alone because you're just going to get confused. They're not meant to be read. You shouldn't be dwelling around in those scriptures like Daniel and Ezekiel and Revelation. They're not meant to be understood. Well, I'm sorry to say, I didn't listen to that jargon. I just, when I found out about Brother Branham, and like I say, before I come to Brother Branham, I was like a magnet. I was drawn to read these passages of scriptures that I didn't understand. But I found it pretty interesting, even though I didn't understand it. And here, lo and behold, as time went on, I was brought, introduced to that, to the ministry of Brother Brennan, and I understood exactly what these beasts mean, and these strange things, and these four horsemen, all that stuff that I longed to understand, but couldn't understand. He just read it, and I read it, and I read it, and here in the end time, God sent a prophet.
And if anybody that teaches anything other than that, and the church here to live is here, he's just wasting your time. He's just beating his gum together. And you're not going to learn nothing, because the only one that is, the only thing that's worth listening to is the fact that God sent a prophet, and there's nothing else out there outside of that that you will learn anything, because you're living and the church age later is here, and it's no use telling things that happen in these other church ages, because it only pertains to the church age later is here, where that book of Revelation has been opened up and the seventh seal is broken and all these tremendous information has been opened to us. Like I say, these same people out there that are beating their gums together, it's just a waste of time. You will not learn nothing. You'll learn more here in half an hour than you will out there in these churches and these list of these people beating their gums together day in and day out in these pulpits. You're not going to learn nothing in 10 lifetimes listening to them, because they have nothing to tell you that has any value for the church here to Laodicea. Laodicea is for that prophet and that prophet only, that apostolic and that prophetic ministry, and that's all we're doing. We're just telling you what we have gleaned over the years, over the last 30 years, from that prophetic and that apostolic ministry. And that's the only thing that has any value. Because if you listen to us, it's going to dress you like back in the book of Revelation. What does it mean to be dressed? What does it mean to be naked? You're naked from a revelation. You're naked because you're completely clueless what God has been doing in these closing days of time. And if you're naked, you're not going to make it in there. But here he advises us, buy of me gold, try it in the fire, that you might, and put on clothes, and put on eyes out. That's what you get when you listen to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jack. You're being clothed with an end time revelation. And anything other than that is just a waste of time. Don't even listen to them, because all they're going to do, they're going to confuse you. They got nothing to tell you, nothing that has any value. The Jimmy Swaggerts and the Oral Roberts of this world and the Benny Hints of this world, all they're going to do at the end of the day, all they want is your money. Because they go out of this world and they get worth millions and millions of dollars, and people, they give them their last penny, that they don't even have enough money left over to go drive home from their powwows that they have all around the world. And we're just telling you the truth here, whether you like it or not, but there's one thing about it, like I say, in half an hour you're going to learn a lot more than you will in 10 lifetimes. Listen to these donkeys out there that are beating their gums together, and the same goes for these Burnhamite preachers that are trying to, the prophet said, they're just confusing the picture, and they're taking their people round and around in the wilderness, not only 40 years, 80 years, they're just beating their gums together. And then you come out from the end of the ministry of Brother Jacks, and it's even worse than there, because we had a horrible, horrible nightmare when we listened to one of the best guys that they're supposedly the best guys that they have, and everybody's listening to Fred Corby, and we had such a horrible nightmare. I never went back after that nightmare to listen to him, because the reason I had a nightmare before I went to bed, I listened to one of his messages, and I had a nightmare. It took me till 9 o'clock in the morning to recover, and then the only reason I recovered, I told you about it, and you had had the same nightmare, and we decided right then and there, we're not listening to this junk anymore. We're just going to move on. And the Lord, that's exactly what you're going to hear here. You're going to hear the truth. And like I say, you'll hear more and learn more here in half an hour than you will out there, these donkeys beating their gums together. I got a number against these preachers, because all they're doing is deceiving the people and keeping the people in the dark and make sure they never come to the understanding of the knowledge of the truth.
And that's what Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 11, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. He didn't say a few, he said many, and deceive many. Like when you will look at these people that are preaching in the pulpit, and Brother Branham would always call them little Rickies, because they go to these institutions of learning and they're being indoctrinated how to deceive the people. And that's really the truth of it, that they're really being taught how to deceive people, because behind it all is the spirit of Satan. And they stand in the pulpit and they have many followers. And that's why Jesus said here, and deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And that's what you see out there. The love of many wax cold. They don't seek after God and His righteousness. They just, and when people come along with the righteousness of God, they're the ones that are the castaways from society. The people don't want to have anything to do with them. And you can see that throughout the generations in the Bible, that people that brought the truth were the outcasts of society. And then it's no different today, that people that tell people the truth and who these preachers are in the pulpit and what's behind it, what spirit is driving it, and the people don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear the truth. But it says, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. See, that's all it is about, enduring. See, we didn't just stop at Brother Branham. We continued on, and that's what the journey is, to endure to the end. Otherwise, you're going to not be clothed. You're going to be found to be naked, even though you know the message of Brother Branham. But if you have not continued on in the ways of God, then you're still not going to be clothed. It's still, you're not going to have that full raiment on, that garment. And that's why the wise know that it's a continuation. It's not being back at that Lutheran hour where that leaf of the corn dried up. That corn leaf is dried up. That spirit has left that denominational church. And the same way with the Methodists. That leaf is dried up. The spirit has left that denominational church. And you can go right up the cornstalk. You can go right up to the tassel. That was Brother Branham's ministry, the tassel. He took what all these truths had and he pollinated the seed. And that's what his ministry was all about. But when the Spirit of God moves on, that dries up. That denomination dries up, and that the only life will be left is in the corn itself, that seed. And that's what we're trying to tell people. It's an enduring to the end. And that's the corn is going to be the only thing that's going to be left salvaged from that corn stalk, is the seed. And people, they sit in their denominational places and they're dried up and they'll not be wise. They're not be considered wise, what Daniel saw back there in Daniel chapter 12. The wise shall understand these things because they have moved on with God.
Amen to that. I tell you what, I got a number against these preachers because they're mission. They're a mission from Satan. Because like Jesus said, even the very elect would be deceived, it would be possible. But it is a certain group of people, there's a certain chosen one on planet Earth that are chosen, faithful and true. They will not buckle under the pressure of the demonic forces that are out there preaching in the pulpit just to deceive the people. They will not allow you to come in contact with the ministry of Brother Branham. Like I say, even this end time, in the church age of latest, there is only one message, but they are not going to tell you that. They're going to do whatever they can to keep you away from that tremendous spiritual gold mine, the ministry of Brother Branham, and then the ministry of Brother Jack. And we're just being honed out to keep a line on these two ministries, to hold a line on the truth that has been given to us, to the human race, and the church age of latest. And we're doing, that's all we're doing. That's our only job description that we have. And like I say, I got a number against these donkeys that stand in the pulpit to keep people away from this very thing. I tell you what, if the truth be told, 90% of them are pedophiles, because that's all they can evolve in. Because the Bible says, if God would not have left us with a truth, with an end time word, everybody would have evolved into a sodomite lifestyle and would have devolved into Gomorrah. That's what it exactly says over in Romans. It says, if God would not have left us a seed here in his end time, we would all have drifted off and become Sodom, and would be drifted off and become like Gomorrah. That's exactly what it is. And if you don't have the truth for your day, that's exactly, if time was allowed to go on, that's exactly what you're going to become. And like I see, 50% at least 50 of them are pedophiles. If the truth be told, you know, they stand in the pulpit, but they're actually pedophiles. And half of them have come out, even among the other, there's quite a few preachers that are found out to be pedophiles, but there's a lot of pedophiles that have not yet been found out. I could tell you quite a few that have not been found out, because the Lord, by his Spirit, allowed me to see some of them. They're just pure pedophiles, and they're standing in the pulpit, preaching to people, but what they're doing, they're just wasting their time. They're just making sure they never find out about this truth. They know what we're teaching. They know exactly what we're saying, but they're telling their people, stay away from Sam and Lorraine, because if you do, you're in trouble. You're going to be ousted. You're going to be terminated, and you'll be left out in the cold. But see, we got a job to do, and we gladly do it. And like I say, I got a number with these preachers. I don't hate them. But I'm just telling people the truth. That's all they're good for. It's just a waste of time.
Well, the devil has to use some vessel to deceive people. Like, he can't just use somebody that has no clout. He has to use somebody that has clout. And that's what he did back in the days of Jesus, when he used those scribes and those Pharisees to deceive the people. And the people really thought they were the holy ones, and that they needed to follow them. But, you know, they were deceivers. And then you can look throughout the church age, who really was the problem. It was always the preachers, because when you will look at the bishops that started coming out and bringing in confusion, it was the bishops. It wasn't the people. It was bishops that brought out false teachings, like the Arian doctrine. They were starting to mess with the Godhead. See, the early church knew who God was. They knew who Jesus was. That anointing, they knew that anointing, and they were able to let people know. But see, there came false prophets among them that were starting to deceive the people. And by the time 325 AD happened, that Constantine was able to change the water baptism. And you go throughout the church history, it was preachers that brought in confusion. It wasn't people, it was the preachers that brought it to the people. And in the same hour here in the Brother Branham wanted the people, the preachers, to go back to the Word of God. That was really his message. He wanted people, let's get back to the Word. Line ourselves up with the Word of God. See, all these preachers out there, they'll teach from the Word. They'll teach from the Bible. But you know, they'll never deliver you the real thing of what God required, is that water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, the other thing, they're just diverting you away from that with their teachings. When you will listen to them, they will divert you away from what is really, what God really required in this Laodicea church age, was water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, repentance. And they refuse to take that. And that's why they're deceivers. They will not tell you the truth that's needed for this day and hour. And you can, every time, it was really preachers. When you come to the ministry of Brother Jackson, these preachers, Brother the Brenhamites, they just wanted to hold on to church order. instead of taking it back to Bible. There was a reason why Brother Branham implemented church order, but they wanted, see, that's the spirit of Satan behind it. They wanted to hold on to that, and that's how the devil works. But in it, God allows it because it's separating really the wise from the foolish.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening. That's why there's going to be wise people on earth, because they take the truth and back it up with the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
The same way with when Brother Jackson left the scene, there was teaching that came out, we're in the third day. See, the wise will not take we're in the third day, because the third day represents the millennium period. That is, there's 2 days of the grace age, and then comes in the third day. That's 1,000 years. 2,000 years of the grace age, then 1,000 years of the millennium. See, that's all a number, but it represents something. Mm-hmm. And Ellen came out and said, we're in the third day. See, that's a wise person will not fall for that, because in the end, he's going to lead you astray and he's going to deceive you, because that's what it's all geared for. The same way with saying we're after 2 days. Well, after 2 days, it's not giving you anything. See, a wise person will not take that,
mm-hmm,
and say, you know what? I am not believing that, because you're not really telling me anything. You're just pretending like you're telling me something, but behind it is deception. It's nothing there. The same way with the midnight cry hasn't happened yet. And the cutoff was in 56 when Paul shook the dust off the feet. See, that's not scriptural. When you read in Daniel 9, it says when Messiah was cut off. See, that's when the grace age started. That's when that feast of unleavened bread kicked in. See, that as soon as the Passover happened, the feast of the feast of unleavened bread came in, and that represents the seven church ages where you are to partake of unleavened bread. Don't partake of false doctrine. And see, these things are in the Word of God as a principle of God to help you along the road of life. That's why it says, "Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway." These things in God's words are there so that we can be wise and know what is true and what is false.
I had a kind of a dream last night. I know a lot of people, they not have dreams and they don't believe in dreams, but the Bible says your young men will have dreams and your older men will see visions and dreams, and that's what keeps us on track. Daniel had a dream. Joseph had a dream. It kept them on target. I had a kind of a dream last time. It wasn't much, but it was, I was talking to these ex-Hutterites, and
mm-hmm,
I was trying to convince them that they leave the Hutterite colony, but they don't really leave. They still,
mm-hmm,
they still have their heart. They still want that communal type living,
mm-hmm,
you know. And so I was trying to convince them that community living, if you're not born again, I said, it's of the devil. It's all pure communism. And I was thinking about these brethren down south, the society of brethren. There are thousands and thousands of those people down there and the commune down there, and they think they got a ticket to glory. They think just because they joined the commune and they're living in that commune and they got certain scriptures to back themselves up, but it's all diabolic, it's all satanic. And I could convince these ex-Hutterites, they thought I was crazy. There I stood all along amongst all these ex-Hutterites and tell them that communal living, if you're not born again, it's for people back in the early church, they people that were born again, that had Jesus in their focus. They were so in love with Jesus and with the truth for their day that materialism just kind of fell by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just, when they had 10 houses, they would sell 9 of them and keep one. But see what Satan does, he takes that thing and he builds a communistic environment. and hijacked scripture, twisted it a little bit, and now all these people that live in the community, they're not even born again. But they believe, they've been brainwashed into thinking that as long as you live in the commune and you do the rules and the regulations thing, then you got your ticket to glory. That I thought about these people down in society of Redden. Like I say, there's literally thousands, almost like 1,001 community setting. And they're all being deceived. They're all being led astray. And here we're the only lone voice in the wilderness trying to alert people, trying to tell people that mm-hmm. that's not the way to glory. That's yeah. the way to deception. And Satan, like it says, the Bible says, Satan has encased the whole the ganze Welt liegt in Arigen. The whole world is encased in that wicked mm-hmm. one. And here we're trying to alert people, tell them that where it's at. It's like, I'll say, they'll learn more here in half an hour what's really going on out there than you will out there in 10 lifetimes. Because mm-hmm. they, like you were saying, they're not telling you nothing. They're mm-hmm. just beating their gums together. At the end of the day, they have not told you nothing. Like we're in eternity. What kind of a teaching is that? Or you're after 2 days. What kind of a teaching is that? It's not telling you not. You're just being thrown out there in midair and you don't even know where you're going to land. Because when they tell you you're after 2 days, then they're nowhere. Like when you told me back in the day, he said, where are we? Did we fall off a cliff? And like I say, hey, they're not teaching you nothing. They're just putting stuff out there that has no value.
That's right. And a lot of people, they think they leave the colony and they join another religious organization. And it's really, and when the end of the days will come, if it's not the righteousness for that day and hour, you're going to stand before Him naked, no matter what holy life you try to live. How long that dress was, or how long that kerchief was on your head, or anything, it will not matter. It's the truth, the righteousness for your day that is your clothing. Your spiritual clothing is what you need to clothe yourself with. That revelation for your day and hour. And that's that righteousness that we spoke of yesterday. And that's what makes a person wise. It's you can't do anything on your own. You can't manufacture a righteousness. It's God's righteousness. His truth for your day and hour. What is needed for this generation in order to stand before you, for God, being dressed in a spiritual...
Thing, amen. And the only thing that left it is our, like we keep saying over and over again, is the invitation to march up with the Lamb. That's when it was activated. And right now, here, everything, you miss the baptism of Jesus' name because of these polluting preachers, deceiving people, deceiving the masses, that not to get baptized in Jesus' name, to be baptized in Satan's baptism, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And that's why I think about the society of brethren. When you go down there and there, I don't know if they even immerse. I think they just pour water on, just like they call it, and then they baptize you in the titles of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. They don't even baptize properly. They're all taking these people out to hell and death, and they don't even know it. And what I'm trying to say is here, in this end time, God has honed us out to keep a line on this truth, and we're telling people, water baptism of Jesus. But now that is over with. That is over, done and over with. October the 15th, 2021. Now there starts another message being activated. Come and drink out of the waters of life freely. Because the people have been deceived. The masses have been deceived. And they don't even know it. And now all that's left, whosoever will let him come. It's for everybody. If you mess up, if you were deceived in that water baptism, and you're baptized into Satan's baptism, and you made a pact with the devil, you can erase it simply by come and drink out of the waters of life freely. Accept the message for your day. It has always been to believe the message that God had for you for the hour you're living in. And back in the days of Noah, there was only one message. There's a flood coming. Back in the days of Abraham, there's only one message. Get out of Ur. Get out of these Chaldeans. Get out of these idol worshippers. Get out of all that and come, and I'll show you, take you to a land. That was the righteousness for his day. And here in this hour, exactly where we are today, there is only one message. Come and drink out of the water of life freely. Whosoever will, let him come. He begs and he pleads. If anybody is athirst, let him come. If anybody hears, let him go and say, come, like we're talking yesterday about that that person that went and told that other person that this is where it's at, it's worth listening to. He's going to shine like a star throughout eternity, forever and ever. Whether I don't care how much people have perverted it, that's exactly what the Bible says. And many will be, they will shine like the star throughout eternity because simply the fact that they have told that individual, their friends and their neighbors about this here truth. And anybody tells them anything different, they won't be shining. But it's that individual that has introduced that neighbor, whoever it is, to this truth that we're trying to tell you, the invitation of marriage supper of the Lamb. He'll shine like the stars forever and ever. He'll be one of those wise, one of those people that shine throughout eternity. That's the only thing we're telling you people here. We're telling people the truth. We're telling you the truth for the day and hour that we're now living in. All that stuff out there is just a waste of time. Mm-hmm. Just beating their gums together. They're not saying nothing. Go try and tell me what they said at the end of the day. There's only one person, these two persons, Brother Branham and Brother Jackie, that told the people anything that has any value. Mm-hmm. They were dressing people, what the Bible says, come and buy of me gold, tried in the fire. That their word that they brought, that's been tried. Put on ice out that you might see what you're trying to say here. But you're the only two people that told you anything. Mm-hmm. And we're just holding a line on the things that they were taught, plus whatever the Lord wants to give us to share with the people, and that's all we're doing here. We're not starting something, you know? We're just continuing from that. Back in the day when Jesus said, this is going to be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And like I said over and over again, he sent these seven church messengers. He sent these seven stars that he held back in his right hand. And they are the angels to the church ages, to the church ages that's going to happen throughout the grace age. And we're in the last leg of the journey. And all we're doing, our level best, everything that we ever work, all our resources, every penny that we have, goes into trying to warn people about the coming of the Lord, about the day and hour we're living in. Now, if you want to go out there and attend yourself with all that junk that they're trying to feed you from these pulpits, it's not worth fit for a dog to eat. It's nothing but tables of vomit because it's a waste of time. You're just wasting your time. And you're just wasting your own time by listening to them. I'm just telling you the truth. I tell you, I got a number against these preachers because what they're doing, they're keeping the people from reality. They're intimidating people not to listen to it. They're forcing their people not to have nothing to do with these two people because they're crazy to tell them. But see, this is where it's at. That's what the devil does. He makes sure people don't come to the knowledge of the truth. That's all he's ever done. But we're just... we're having a great old time. We're just enjoying what we're doing, and we'll just keep on doing it until the Lord takes us out of here.
And that's why Daniel, he wanted to see what we're seeing in this age, what we've been given in this hour. And because in it, the Son of Man was being revealed, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he wanted to see what we're seeing. And but he was told, you know, it's not for your hour. It's for those that will live in the end time here. And that is right in this hour. And he said, that's why he said, the wise will understand. Those who were the Daniel, who will be the Daniels of this hour will understand. Mm-hmm. Daniel was a wise young man there. And towards his end, he was an older man, right? But he was a wise man because he sought God and he sought his ways. And that's why God was able to give him so much. And that's the Daniels of this age are the wise of this hour that will know and understand that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's all bringing in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
And because we're wise, because we're teachable, we found out from the Lord, from the revelation, we can give you right to the dead. We said it over and over again. We can give you exactly the day because we got it from that midnight cry. It's out so very simple and plain that it's so crystal clear that from October, that from February the 28th, 1963, was the middle of Leda Sea. I know we keep saying it over and over and over again because we have to say it over and over again because so that, like Peter said, until it becomes established in your own heart, that it becomes a reality that you can actually hang your head on it. October, February the 28th, 1963 was the middle of Laodicea, and then the end of it is October the 15th, 2021. That is the end of Laodicea, and from there you can start to count exactly 7 years, and that ends Satan's reign, that ends Satan's 6,000 years, and then he gets thrown into hell, and then there's, like I keep saying, over and over and over again, in the book of Revelation, it's right down to the day 1,260, and then it breaks it down to 42 months, and then it breaks it down, blessed is he that arrives to 1,235 days, and it's right to the day, right to the day that you could take your computer, you could take your calculator, and you can know exactly when the third day starts and when it kicks in. It's exactly after 1,260, and add the 42 months, and then you add the 30 days for the day of the Lord, and then you had the 45 days for the separation of the goats and the sheep, and then the millennium is on. And then it says, blessed is he that comes to that final number, 1,335. Mm-hmm. That's the end of Satan's day, and that's the end of the 30 days, and that's the end of the 45 days. And whoever reaches that day, whoever is still alive, when that day comes, he's going automatically, as a mortal being, he's going into the millennium throughout the millennium. There's so much in that we could talk about, but like I say, you're going to learn more here in half an hour than you will out there listening to these donkeys, these so-called preachers in the pulpit, in 10 lifetimes. You're not going to learn nothing. When all you've done, sit there for half an hour, I'll be done and be entertained with nothing. Nothing but garbage. Nothing but tables of vomit. Nothing fit for a dog to eat. That's the truth, because I've been there. I know exactly at the end of the day what it's all about. They be trained. That's why they go to these schools of learning to be taught how to brainwash people. That's all it is. It's a brainwashing session. And then they go out and find these thousands upon thousands of people to brainwash the masses. That's all they're for. They're completely clueless that God sent the prophet in these closing days of time. We're just telling people the truth. Take it or leave it. The wise shall understand. We know exactly what Daniel saw. We know exactly what John was seeing in the book of Revelation. We know that whole book inside and out. We know what these beasts are. That doesn't make us a big head. It just makes us grateful to the Lord that he's allowed us to see what we're seeing. We're just two farmers here, just used to be farmers, but just something that the Lord showed us over the years, because we sold out to him. We just give him our everything. We're sold out to him. We're willing to lose our life for his sake of the gospels. That's why he's given us all that information. I'm going to pray.
Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, give you thanks, Lord, for everything you've done for us, for everything you've done for the age of Laodicea, that you brought a prophet, Lord, and an apostle, Lord, to turn us back to the Word of God, Lord, so that we can be the wise that Daniel was told, it'll be wise, they'll understand. So we just pray, Lord, that you'll open up the hearts and the minds of people, Lord, that they'll be able to see and who are the deceivers, the ones that are standing in the pulpit and are leading people away from the truth. We just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.